I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A recount is called for a Marin County supervisor's race. Bay Area high school students are building tiny homes. San Quentin gets new honor dorms. And the hunt for clean hydrogen spurs debate. A candidate who ran for Marin County's District 5 seat on the Board of Supervisors has requested a recount of ballots from the June 2nd election. District 5 is in eastern Marin County with the city of Novato at its center. Novato businessman Andy Podshadley called for the recount, questioning whether the winner received a required 50% of the vote. Novato School Board President Magali Lemeta barely passed that number, winning with 50.3% of the vote. On June 26th, her win was officially certified by the county registrar. Podshadley, who will pay for the recount under election law, finished second, trailing Lemeta by about 32 percentage points. Despite the big gap, he requested a hand count of paper ballots. There were five candidates vying for the seat left open by Supervisor Eric Lucan, who is leaving the office to run for state assembly. The county election office is calculating a cost and time estimate for the recount. A 160-foot accessory dwelling unit built in the parking lot of San Rafael High School was unveiled Tuesday at a permanent location in Novato. It was one component of an ongoing program by the Rebuilding Together East Bay Network that provides workforce training while addressing the affordable housing shortage. The unit now sits in the backyard of a 71-year-old low-income Novato resident. She no longer works, but still carries a mortgage on a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home. In partnership with the Marin Housing Authority, the homeowner purchased the all-electric unit through the state's Cal Home Loan Program. Renting the unit will allow her to generate the income she needs to remain at home. The ADU was one of six built by students at San Rafael High School over 3 years. Other high schools in Marin and Contra Costa County have built six more. There are plans to start the program at Novato High School. Living conditions have improved for exemplary incarcerated people at San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. New honor dorms have been created from the former death row cells in the prison's east block. They feature single occupancy rooms, a kitchenette, laundry facilities, and a day room. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the opening of the dorms last week. He called it a reflection of the state's California model, which emphasizes rehabilitation and successful reentry. Honor dorm residents are selected by a California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation panel, and the first people will be moving in this week. A Denver startup is quietly exploring mining in Lake County for naturally occurring hydrogen. The effort is backed by Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy Ventures and Amazon's Climate Pledge Fund. The state has almost no rules for mining the carbon-free fuel source. The startup, called Coloma, has completed a roadside geophysical survey near the small towns of Cobb and Kelseyville, but has not disclosed its findings. Scientists say the area's geology could produce natural hydrogen. However, surveys cannot confirm whether commercially viable deposits exist. Local officials have met privately with the company. Questions remain about public oversight, tribal consultation, and potential environmental risks. There's no wait list for two affordable homes for older adults in San Anselmo. The Tam House provides affordable shared housing for 21 low-income seniors ages 63 and older who do not need assisted living services. Residents pay $1,050 a month for a shared bathroom unit, slightly more for a private bath. Weekday dinners are included. Tam 1 opened in 1982. TAM 2 opened in 2007. The nonprofit operated by the Ross Valley Ecumenical Housing Association was first established with government grants and community support. Rental income now covers all the operating costs. Both houses sit on quiet, tree-lined residential streets. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on those stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.